We are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
It is 5 o'clock on Tuesday, time for Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, with our brand new time, 5 o'clock on Tuesday. Wade here, along with DJ CJ, along with Rojo, Matt Muse, and we even have a new voice joining us this week, a new assistant producer. We're going to hear from her in a little bit. So much to cover this week, including K-Flay played last night, the new Buck 65 album, the brand new October issue. And we're going to start it off right now with a band that has a movie coming out tonight, making their Vancouver debut at VIFF, Vancouver International Film Festival. The movie is called Violent. The band is We Are the City. And here's Bottom of the Lake on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We are the city with the track Bottom of the Lake, the opening track to their brand new album Violent. The album Violent, which has been the inspiration for the brand new film of the same name, Violent, debuting tonight at VIFF, Vancouver International Film Festival. We'll be playing tonight at the Rio at 9:30. I will be there along with DJ CJ and Rojo.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Good to be back on Discorder Radio.
Yes, you've become kind of a regular irregular here on the show.
When I got time.
Ro is the sponsorship coordinator here at CITR and lends his voice and his musical knowledge to us here at Discorder from time to time. Now, we both had the pleasure of chatting with We Are the City backstage at the Backyard Barbecue right here at UBC, pardon me, about 3 weeks ago. Really interesting guys. We're going to play a bit of the interview that we had a chat with them. But beforehand, I wanted your take on the movie and the guys and all that.
Well, I was amazed that because all I knew was, okay, the drummer had some involvement with the movie, and I thought it was just soundtrack. So they actually explained to me, no, we made the movie. Mm-hmm. So learning that from the interview was fascinating. To me, this is like unprecedented in Canadian indie music, like mm-hmm. a band who's not yet like broken out mainstream quite as yet, going on to make a movie, and not a movie about themselves, not like some kind of biopic, but in fact a movie set in Norway, and it's like a supernatural thriller, and it's in Norwegian. So this is very, very unique. I think they have definitely broken some new ground here. And what was amazing though is they were totally casual about how involved they were with the movie. They weren't being pretentious or anything about it. They were totally open to us just asking questions and trying to get to know what made them tick for making this movie. Why this particular region? Why this setting?
Yes, they did. And interesting guys. Once the drummer, by the way, Andrew Husuliak, yeah. I believe is how you pronounce his name. It was basically his effort, but the other guys as well in the band, Kane and I'm going to regret this later. Mm-hmm. I think it's Dave. Were also involved. They all went to Norway. There was some Norwegian roots in there. I'm really interested to see exactly what the connection is with the album and the music. It's mm-hmm. musically, it's a bitter departure. Their previous stuff was a little bit harder. We Are the City, by the way, you mentioned they haven't really broken into mainstream success. This is true, although they did win the Peak Performance Project back in 2010. So they've kind of been on the radar of,
yeah, that's
of,
for sure.
of music fans in BC. Mm-hmm. But it's great to see a young Canadian band really expanding on their creativity.
Yeah, not letting there's no limits, right? No, there's no reason why they shouldn't. So that's absolutely true. Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of the band Sigur Rós. The Icelandic group,
of course,
made a movie as well. I'm just trying to find the name of it here. I think it's called Hoppipola. Which was a movie they made, all set to a Sigur Rós movie, but it's music. But it's true in terms of Canadian album. It's an interesting departure, and I'm excited about the film. I'm excited for these guys. I mean, this film debuted at Cannes back in May. It played at TIFF last mm-hmm. month, and now tonight, making its Vancouver debut at the Rio at 9:30. Get there early if you want to get tickets to come check it out. But why don't we hear a bit of that interview with the guys from about 3 weeks ago? Pardon the sound quality. It's a little bit rough because we're taking it right off of our
backup feed, yeah, unfortunately. it'll shed some light.
So here we go. This is in conversation with We Are the City right here at UBC from 3 weeks ago.
Discorder and CITR are sponsoring a film that I believe you guys are scoring. It's called Violent.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, could you guys tell us a little bit about that? We were really excited to hear about it. And the film, I looked at the trailer, it looks really cool, really spooky, supernatural, thriller kind of thing. How'd you guys get involved with this project?
Well, not to, in the least, like, braggy way, not only are we doing the soundtrack, but we wrote wrote that film.
You wrote the whole film as well?
Yes.
Wow.
With another company called Amazing Factory,
yeah,
who does film.
It was a cohort. In
this is also the director right here.
And Andrew right here directed the film.
Officially, but I mean, we all were in there.
We all played keyboard a little bit.
That is incredible.
Yeah. And I actually saw Discorder. We went to the Vancouver Film Festival press conference the other night, and I saw Discorder below the title for the film.
Yeah.
I was excited about that. That's
awesome. Well, we got to represent you guys and help. Like promote such an amazing project. Have you always dabbled in film before you got into music, or is it something more recent?
Well, I think there's always been a visual connection to We Are the City. Like, our music videos are very important to us. Like, and so we've always been very involved with all the video side of We Are the City. So I'd like to think that we've kind of had that focus since the beginning. Although we've never made a feature-length film, so this is a first.
Yeah, that's incredibly ambitious. And out of curiosity, where does the Norwegian connection come into this? Because the whole film, I believe, has like a
Norwegian set in Norway,
and it's in Norwegian. I don't know how much English speaking is in it. Do you guys have Norwegian heritage, or is there any particular reason for that connection?
It was just sort of a serendipitous. We came upon Norway, and Andrew's wife had just done a trip to Norway, and she was really head over heels with some people there that really ended up helping us out a lot, and it was like a true domino effect to watch it play out.
Incidentally, Domino is a great film starring Keira Knightley.
Yeah. I like that film.
It is really good.
It's a bit
of a twist.
Dog the Bounty Hunter style.
Yeah.
We're really excited about seeing the film Violent, and I was curious if the soundtrack was written with the film in mind,
which came first, did it happen in a particular order?
We wrote our latest album, Violent, at the same time as we wrote the film,
they have similar themes.
Yeah.
There are some stems like from the record, actual tracks from the record, but like not the full track, just like one piece, like an ambience or a guitar or. And then we built around that to suit the film. So it was all done at the same time. The writing of the film, the writing of the record, and the soundtrack.
But those are really three separate things. Our album, the soundtrack, and the film. They're all their own things.
Well, what a great way to cross-promote.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, there was an artist, Ray Spoon, from the Prairies.
Yep.
There was a film that she did that was at Sundance as well as last year's VIFF. So it's good to see some Canadian bands are... finding new creative ways to cross market and still get that music out there. So props to you guys.
Thanks, man. It's a lot of fun. That's kind of like why we do it. It's just to kind of like go on different journeys, I think.
Awesome. So I guess you guys are going to be doing a bit of a touring circuit for the film?
Yeah.
It's already started.
Yeah.
And it's been all around. So
well, I went to one place. I went to the Czech Republic for a night.
Oh. Wow, one night?
Yeah, it was really
weird. Rock star.
Yeah. I was tired the entire time, obviously. And then we go to Spain in like a week.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And are you guys going to be playing shows along with showing the film, or is it you basically attending film festivals?
Yeah, no, we'd love to be able to play the festivals that the film plays at. Yeah.
And we have been pitched to play some, we've been accepted to play some, and... There's also
we're playing TIFF
this weekend.
Yeah.
Toronto.
Are you guys going to Toronto for that?
Yeah.
Busy guys.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I mean, as a fellow ex-Colonian, I'm really proud that when that name We Are the City was being thrown around with the winning of this project four or so years ago, it's really great to see 4 years later you guys have just expanded and are doing so many amazing things.
You're listening to Kane McKenzie.
And you're listening to David Jordan.
And you're listening to Andrew Hutzelaff
from We Are the City. Discorder Radio
on CITR
101.9.
Hell yeah, also.
got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We're back in Discorder Radio. That was Cool Fetish Girls from Skinny Kids, which followed our a little interview there with We Are the City tonight, the violent film premiering at VIFF at the Rio. And Skinny Kids, by the way, played this past Friday night as part of CJSF's 11 years on the dial party at the Astoria. Congratulations to our friends at CJSF.
Absolutely. That's quite a milestone.
It is. It is. It's only 21 years less than we've been on the FM dial.
That's true, but every year counts.
It does, not to compare. We're all proud supporters of community radio with our buddies there across town at SFU. They had the 11-year anniversary party. The Oz played. A whole bunch of bands played, including Skinny Kids. And if you want to see more of Skinny Kids, they are playing a bit of a mini Alberta tour next month, actually. And we'll be back on October 19th right here at Lana Luz. By the way, speaking of next month, it's coming up at only, we're only about 7 hours away from next month. But before we jump into October, we still want to stay in September because it's been a great September. Weather-wise, it's been great. Music-wise, it's been great. So many great music events here at CITR. We promoted the block party down at Victory Square back on September 1st. We had a bunch of live at lunches. We had the backyard barbecue, which you heard an excerpt of the interview from earlier. And it's been a great month for Discorder Magazine. So before we go say goodbye to October, we want to feature one more artist who is in September. And that was a lovely lady by the name of Rosie June. Now I'm joined right now by Elizabeth Holliday.
Hi there.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Is it going to be Elizabeth or Liz?
Elizabeth is good.
Okay.
Whatever you feel like.
Okay. Liz is a little shorter, but if you want to do Elizabeth,
we can. A little snappier.
A little snappier, yeah. Just speaking of snappy, you're pretty snappy yourself there. This is for your first time on radio. You're doing great so far.
Thank you.
Nice. So you're going to be joining us in the next little while as one of our associate producers.
Mm-hmm.
And in your associate producer roles, you've been looking at Discorder Magazine a little more closely.
Yes.
And so you had a chance to read up a bit on Rosie June.
Yeah, I did a little bit of work, listened to some of her stuff. She's pretty cool. Just came out with her first album, Listening Post. It was actually released last year, but she kind of got it re-released by Brendan Canning of Broken Social Scene earlier this year. So she kind of, you know, upped her game there.
It was kind of a serendipitous story.
Yeah, I think she was like, not sneaking around, but frequenting some of his DJ sets in Toronto and just kind of, you know, tossed him her album that she'd already released and kind of hoped that maybe he would listen to it. And I guess he did and kind of fell in love with it a little bit. So here we are today. She just played her first Rifflandia a couple weeks ago, which
excellent.
I know you were at. And she, so obviously working out well for her so far.
Nice.
Making it. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're happy to see Rosie June had these serendipitous moments that have led to success, led to a feature in Discorder Magazine.
Yes.
She's from Lanceville, which is just outside of Nanaimo, and she now lives in Vancouver, and I believe we're going to play a track that we think is an ode to a part of Vancouver.
Possibly.
Yeah. Do you want to set this one up for us?
Yeah. This is Broadway by Rosie June off her album Listening Post.
And you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
Thank you. What up, what up? This is Shad. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Starlight Lounge. I'll be your host this evening. We're going to have a lovely time. I have some friends I brought in. They go by the name Hayoshi.
Live in the van, man. I live on my suitcase. Ask my roommates. I live off drive-thru fries, two shirts and a tube of toothpaste. I live in a new place every few days. How I'm living is never staying a minute too late. I just move to the drum, son. Snooze when the sun comes. Someone once asked me if I knew what I run from.
Just take. I'm in the old place, as long as it's far away from where you are today. Gotta make this escape. Gotta make this escape. Gotta make this escape.
Yo, it isn't my intuition to sit when I'm conditioned to fire. My end is a distance. I'm wired. It seems that my mission's to fire. They roll my tires. I suppose I was wired. This way back my environment and my nature. They were conspiring. Straight thoughts in my brain often can't stay on the same track. Train often not on the next plane, take off, then hit the runway, make my escape across the sky. We all die, but I hate coffins. Can't stay boxing here while I'm alive, cause this place is a great pop. I don't want to just stop breathing and I may not survive.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Vagabond was the name of that track. That was Hey Ocean featuring Shad, a recording that goes back to 2009. Prior to that track, we played Rosie June, who was featured in the September issue. And the connection is that Rosie June was brought on tour this summer with Haotian. And Haotian also, by the way, was just announced last week, will be playing as part of the Grey Cup festivities here in Vancouver at the end of November as part of the Grey Cup festivities. So congrats to Haotian, congrats to Rosie June, and congrats, Elizabeth, for your Discord and radio debut. We're going to hear from you very shortly, but no more reflections on September. We're going to bump ahead to the new month that is October, starting in about 6.5 hours' time. And to help us launch into October, our editor and JCG is along for the ride. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing so good.
So good.
Kind of like weird that September is totally gone though, because I don't know. It's like, when did that happen? September's my favorite month, so I'm kind of bummed out. But October's going to be pretty sweet too, so I'm excited.
Nice. Well, if the Discorder magazine, the physical magazine, which looks amazing, by the way, is any indication, then October will be amazing.
Right? It's so awesome.
Yeah.
I think it'll be making its way around town throughout the rest of the week. But yeah, it's really awesome. If you're curious to see what like the cover looks like, head over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/ I don't know, Discord or magazine or whatever it would be. You can see the cover on there.
And you could check out the Discord Radio Facebook page, as we're going to update our photo and put the and include the new cover as part of our cover shot.
That's awesome.
There you go. Now that the social media business is out of the way, what can we expect to see in the October issue?
The October issue? Oh, man. It's so interesting because, like, as soon as an issue comes out, I am just, like, so sick of looking at it that I just, like, block a lot of the stuff from my mind. But, okay, let's see if I can remember. We have a pretty awesome feature on Johnny DeCourcy, which is really exciting. He has a new album coming out soon.
It's actually surprising that he hasn't been covered before.
he has. It was a review a couple years ago.
But this is his first feature.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he is like, in terms of like the local music community, he has a lot of respect by not only a lot of music fans, but a lot of local musicians. Puts on an amazing live show. Really interesting guy.
He's definitely like, he's just like Vancouver folklore when it comes to like the indie music scene, and definitely. So we have that. We have a feature on Prairie Cat, which I always want to say Prairie Krat, but that's not great. there's also the cover band is Les Chaussettes. I've had the pleasure of seeing them a couple times. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. They have a 7-inch coming out. We have a thing on Plan 9 from the Wise Hall, which is going to be a kind of a cover tribute. One of many cover tribute nights happening this Halloween. I think there's like four or something like that. So we have one on the upcoming Wise Hall one.
Hold on. What kind of tribute is it? I didn't quite understand that.
Okay. Well, so yeah, I don't know if that's like a thing now, but it seems like every Halloween now just had like every venue will have like a tribute band where it's a, members from different bands will come together and like cover like like the Stranglers or something like that. And,
right. We went to one last year at the Cobalt. It was great. Was it
Phoenix Thunderbird?
Metallica. Yeah. And Sunshine was the Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah. And there was a whole bunch. It was great. Okay, so that's exciting. Yeah. I'm excited to read about that. Page 44, I see.
Yeah.
In your Discord magazine.
We also have a feature on Sam Tudor, who's actually been a contributor for the magazine for a while. And he does like music, and he does music really well. So it's always awesome when you're able to kind of like feature musicians who, you know, have some kind of tie to the station in the magazine and totally deserve it. Awesome. So that's awesome.
Lots of exciting times ahead in October. Lots of exciting features. You mentioned Prairie Cat. Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, even though this issue is only a few hours old, our brand new associate producer, Elizabeth, has already been an eager beaver reading the October issue. And I believe you were... you're up on your Prairie Cat knowledge after reading this article.
I was taking a look at some Prairie Cat info. Pretty interesting. Carrie Pratt, who is Prairie Cat.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So good, right?
I see what you did there.
Brilliant. Apparently doesn't really like cats very much, which is misleading and upsetting, but it's fine. He actually, probably a lot of people are going to be more familiar with him than they might know, because he's done a lot of studio and live drumming for bands like Said the Whale and Mounties. But Prairie Cat, he actually, you know, doesn't just play the drums, he plays all of the instruments. There's a lot, it's like a little orchestral, a little bit of synth. He describes it as like a modern take on ELO or Supertramp, like 70s AM radio, wow, which is fun. And he makes really cool music videos also. So like definitely worth looking up if anyone wants to look into that. His new album is called Who Knows Where to Begin. And I think we're going to play No Bedroom from that one.
Yeah, he just had his album release. I think it was at the Emerald last month. Yeah. And we actually, I think there's like an RLA for that as well. So all Prairie Cat.
What?
All
the time. We got a feature and an RLA this month in Prairie Cat?
I'm not sure if the RLA is in there, actually. I think it might have just been like online thing. But
it was on the website.
It sounded like a very like intimate, awesome show, though.
So. Oh, it sounds pretty awesome in the background. So let's play some Prairie Cat right now on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Thank you.
Who Knows Where to Begin is the name of the latest release from Prairie Krat by Carrie Pratt. I can see you at the tongue twister. Great tune. That's called No Bedroom, and we're digging it here in the studio. Nice job. Thanks, Liz, for that great little feature. Thanks to JC Gabe for coming in and having a chat with us about the October issue, which will be on in cafes and restaurants and all over Vancouver as of tomorrow. And right now we're joined by Matt Muse.
Howdy.
Matt, who's fresh off his Electric Owl venture last night, where he had a chance to chat with Kay Flay, who was in town.
Yeah, it was cool.
Tell us about it.
So Kay Flay, we played a tune that she does with Vancouver's Felix Cartal last week on the show. She's kind of like, she does this like sad emo indie rap kind of thing, like really mopey, but like it's really good. I talked to her yesterday before the show, and in person she's totally not sad at all. She's like happy and upbeat and personable and has lots to say. So we can check out the interview whenever you're ready, I guess.
Okay, here we go. Matt Muse in conversation with Kay Flay yesterday before her show, and this is its Discorder Radio debut right here. CITR 101.9.
I'm here with Kay Flay at the Electric Owl. We're in Vancouver.
Yeah.
You did a song a couple years ago with a guy by the name of Felix Cartal.
Yeah, actually, I was just talking to him. He's coming in tomorrow, so he's missing the show tonight. But he's the homie. We did like a one-off single together called Rest Your Mind, and then he also produced a track off my last EP called Hail Mary. So he's awesome. He's the shit. We had a tour that like ended in Seattle, so I ended up just coming to Vancouver and kicking with him for a few days. So he kind of showed me around. We got some really good food. We had really good food tonight. I've always had really good food in Vancouver. Very good Asian food.
Like what kind of stuff?
Okay, tonight we went to a place called The Union, which is essentially a block away from wherever we are. And I had the chaka. It was like a red snapper, coconut milk. Something really good. I have half of it in the fridge for later. And we went to a really good like dim sum dumpling spot. I don't know. I've just had good things. It's a good place. It's a good city. We spent the weirdest day at what's it called? Ivanhoe? And it was really crowded. Like at 1 p.m. There were like tons of people drinking. It was really bizarre. So, I mean, Vancouver, you're doing something right. I don't know what was going on, but people were like, it had the atmosphere of like 9 or 10 p.m. and it was like lunchtime. Me and my friends, thicker than blood, just trying to breathe
something, thicker than dust, I need to keep my mind. So you've got your first full-length album out.
Yes.
And you crowdfunded it. So how did that process go?
It went great. You know, I didn't really know what to expect. I was on RCA for a little over 2 years and, you know, always sort of had the intention of putting out a full-length record, but for a variety of reasons was never able to. And so after I left, I think, you know, my ethos in general was just sort of a return to the roots and a return to kind of how and why I started making music, which was really about kind of individual connections with fans and small, intimate shows and, you know, just being as transparent and as authentic as possible. So, yeah, we kind of decided, like, I had been just, you know, kind of recording stuff, not really knowing what the next step was going to be, but I had an album's worth of material, more than that, but enough for an album, certainly. And, yeah, in April, we decided to crowdfund it, and I was actually scared. I was, like, pretty nervous. It's one of the few things I've been, like, genuinely very, like, I really had no idea what to expect, but it was such an overwhelmingly positive experience, and I think like drew me a lot closer to the, you know, the people who've been supporting and listening to the music, and I think also kind of affirmed a lot of the work that you know, I've put in and in terms of touring and trying to, you know, hang out with people at shows and drink beers and get to know different towns and just try to, I guess, embrace like the touring culture as much as possible. So it was really cool. We ended up reaching just shy of 200% of the goal, and you know, have been able to do a lot of really awesome things in terms of mixing and mastering the album that, you know, I wasn't sure I'd be able to do.
Your own music falls between a lot of different genres. Do you find, in terms of like your career, is that limiting or is that more freeing?
That's a very good question. I don't know. At times, I think it's very freeing. From a creative standpoint, it's very freeing. I think, you know, there's very few rules that I have for myself or even that other people have for me about like what makes sense. It's not like, you know, if I put out a song where I'm singing, people are like, what the fuck, she's raps, you know, people like get it, that it's sort of a little bit of everything. But from like a touring and from sort of like an explaining things to people standpoint, I think sometimes it can be a little bit tough, you know, radio or overall, I think it's cool. I mean, it's cool for me just because, it does feel like there are no rules and that's a nice feeling.
Your music and your lyrics can be kind of sad and dark. And I guess, speaking to you now, you don't seem like a sad and dark kind of... Like, are people, like, taken aback when they meet you sometimes, or...?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, generally speaking, in my, like, interpersonal life, I'm pretty happy. And I actually, like... I really like being with people, and I like meeting people and learning about what they do and talking to people. I think the sort of the moments of darkness like manifest creatively, you know. So I kind of like get all of that out of the way, so that in my regular life, like, you know, it's kind of like barfing, you know, like in the sense of I feel like when I'm feeling kind of shitty, I'm able to write something, and it almost is the feeling of vomiting, where like all of a sudden you feel better. It's this very instantaneous, gratifying, like, catharsis, and I think it helps me to remain, you know, positive and happy and enjoying the moment, because it's kind of a bummer. Sometimes I see people on tour and they seem kind of bummed out, which, and I'm sure, like, everybody has their reasons, so no judgment, but after a while it's like, oh man, like, that guy's coming around to our apartment, I don't want to see him, you know. Like, this one dude brought you know, like those instant mashed potatoes in a bag, like 5 a.m. to my apartment once, and he was just so bummed out and like was like, can I make mashed potatoes? It was like so late, he was on drugs. I was like, I want to go to bed, and it just really bummed me out. I just never want to be that guy. So never bring instant mashed potatoes to a person's house at 5 in the morning. People will think you're bummed out and won't invite you back. La, 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 la. I think the music industry is sexist. I think our culture has a lot of biases that aren't great. And I think, you know, it's interesting being a solo female artist, because I think, you know, I think all artists... There's sort of a push to be kind of sexualized in some manner, but I think it's really pronounced for women, and you're sort of it's very polarizing. You know, I think you're the sort of proclivity towards hypersexualization is so strong, you know. And for me, I almost, you know, like, I'm dressed in all black and whatever. I feel like I sort of take a stance in maybe the complete neutral ground or something, but. There's certainly a push, and I think, you know, even like we were talking about this the other day, it's like, how many female politicians aren't like relatively like good looking by societal standards? You know, I think it's harder as a woman to reach higher levels of success without conforming to these sort of ideals of beauty or, you know, sexuality or whatever those things are. So that's kind of a bummer, but the cool thing is there, especially with the internet and with kind of the growth of DIY music, I do think we're getting a more diverse, you know, group of women, well, group of everybody, creating music, but women as well. And, you know, hopefully the women that are able to kind of reach a level of exposure can help to kind of broaden the, I guess, the displays of feminine identity that exist out there.
For like someone just starting out today as a musician, and like say I wanted to go out tomorrow and do music as a career, what advice would you give me?
Well, the first piece of advice I would give you, especially now, because it's the sort of climate has changed, I think, even immensely over the last 2 years, is to play live as much as possible. You know, because I think it's fairly, I don't want to say easy because that undermines things, but it is fairly easy to create music that sounds pretty good. You know, in a bedroom, in an apartment, or in kind of a lo-fi studio, but it's certainly hard to replicate a sound and an emotional experience live, and it takes like anybody, you know, years and years to develop that. And I think, you know, one of the tough things for artists now, and it's kind of through no fault of their own, is people put music out on the internet and sort of blow up, and then have to play these huge shows and they're just not ready, you know, and people are like, oh man, that show wasn't that good. Well, it's like, of course it wasn't that good. They've probably played, you know, like 20 shows in their life. So I think, you know, as much as you can in a safe kind of like incubator time, is, you know, even if it's for like two people, I think those experiences are really important. And I think, you know, my other piece of advice is finding a community and finding other people who are doing not necessarily something similar sonically, but just something similar in terms of the ethos. Like even the zine you gave me, you know, like zine culture is actually a great example of it. You know, it's like a lot of like-minded people who collaborate and contribute to something that's a coherent whole, but maybe everybody has different perspectives and different sort of, you know, interests. Some people do poetry, some people do whatever, but I think having a community is super, super helpful and important, you know, and often that's a geographic kind of thing. But yeah, I think those are sort of my two pieces of advice. What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
Everyone I know is sad. Smiling in a bad way, high off stolen meds. Everyone I know's got plans. But they all just play the keys in shitty bands. Phone if you're feeling lonely, 'cause I'm not anyone's one and only. I'm dead, I'm dead. Everyone I know is mean. Mad that 25, not 17. Everyone I know's a kid. Will turn out like their fucked up brother did. Write me back if you're feeling empty. I like the rules, I don't like pretending I'm bad. 'Cause I'm not bad, 'cause I'm not bad. Everyone I know can talk.
shoot me in a drive-by. The city's gonna stalk me, knock out on my front teeth, drown me in the high tide. The city's gonna kill me, throw me from a building, shoot me in a drive-by. The city's gonna stalk me, knock out on my front seat, drown me in the high tide.
Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9. Everyone I know from Kay Flay from the album Life is a Dog, the opening track to that album. Thanks so much to Matt Muse. Great interview with her last night at Electric Owl. We got to wrap things up, but thanks again everybody who's involved in today's show, including DJ CJ working the dials, our new AP Elizabeth, Ro, Joe, and JC Gibb. We've got Flex Your Head coming up next with Mike. And before we sign off, just a quick note, there's a couple of good shows happening this weekend, including back-to-back shows from the New Pornographers at the Commodore. Cool is opening one of those nights, as well as Flintettes, who were featured in Discorder magazine back in June. They are playing along with the Sonics and the Manipulators this Thursday night at the Rickshaw. So we're going to close off the show today with the Flintettes, and the track we're going to play is called It Could Have Been Love. And it's been lovely, not It Could Have Been Lovely, but it has been lovely being with all of you for the past hour here in Discorder Radio. We're going to close it off with the Flintettes right now, and see you next Tuesday at 5 o'clock right here on Discorder Radio.
Right.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look,